This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
On May 25th, 2011, Jagrup Brar, the member of the Legislative Assembly for Surrey Fleetwood, BC, received a letter from a group called Raise the Rates, entitled MLA Welfare Challenge. The coalition, which is concerned about poverty, inequality, and homelessness in British Columbia, was inviting the province's MLAs to spend a month living on what an individual would receive on income assistance, which is $610 a month. Fast forward to January 2012, and Jagrup Brar, the only MLA who signed up for the month-long welfare challenge, has recently settled into a single-room occupancy living space on the downtown east side of Vancouver. He's running low on money and noticeably thinner than he was at the start of the month. We're joined on the phone by Jagrup Brar.
Welcome to People First Radio, Jagrup.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Jagrup, recent media reports suggest that you've almost run out, or perhaps you've already run out, of money. The welfare challenge continues till the end of the month, January 31st. What's your current situation?
My current situation is that, I have a dollar and some change left, basically. I do have, some eggs and some bread and some cereals to go on, maybe a couple of meals every day in my room, but I have to basically line up for free food, as other people do who live in downtown Vancouver, who are low-income people or on welfare.
What has this month been like for you as an individual?
Well, it's in one way, personally, physically, psychologically, it has been really hard. It's It is very intense for me because I'm not. I'm basically eating nutritious food, which my body needs. But at the same time, I'm listening to very troubling, heartbreaking, disturbing stories, which have been quite overwhelming for me. But at the same time, I want to say this: that I chose to be. Chose to accept this challenge basically to tell a story of half a million people living in poverty. And I think, I've been able to do some of that. That does give me a little satisfaction that I've been able to bring some awareness about this very important, profound issue we have in the province of British Columbia.
Jagrup, there are a number of myths and stereotypes out there about people who receive income assistance and people who are poor. Tell us a bit about those stereotypes and what you've actually seen.
Well, I think you're right. There are a lot of very powerful myths and stereotyping out there. For example, there is a myth that getting on welfare is very easy. I have done the application process myself. It's a very long, complex, difficult, frustrating process to actually get on welfare. It's a very, very hard. It's not easy. So that myth is wrong. There's also a myth out there that the people on welfare are in poverty. They don't want to work, and they're lazy and all that. So that myth is there. But I have met now hundreds of people and listened to their stories. First of all, I want to say this, out of half a million people living in poverty in BC, 64% of them, which is 319,000 people, actually are working now with very low-paying jobs. So we are still blaming them that they don't want to work. So rest of the people, 179,000 people, are on welfare. And so the people have, I met a lot of people, and every person I met, actually, the people don't want to be on welfare because it's a very, it's a life of fear, embarrassment, challenges. So nobody wants to live on that. And by the way, out of half a million people living in poverty, 137,000 out of that are children. So the myths out there are, when you go in and find the reality, are completely wrong.
You were first in Surrey, and then you relocated to Vancouver. What are some of the differences between the cities in terms of your experience?
That's a good question. You know, I spent first 2 weeks in Surrey, and now I've been here in Vancouver since 17. I think the poverty in downtown East Side is very, very deep. And the challenges are way, way more serious here. Particularly, housing is a huge crisis in Vancouver. There are 5,000 people I found living in what we call SROs, single room occupancy. And basically, all of these people, or 90% people, don't. It's a very small room. They share washroom anywhere between 10 to 20 people, and they don't have any, fridge in their room, or the hot plate in their room. So they don't have cooking facility in their room. So they have to go basically all day out and find free food, and they end up spending probably 4 or 5 hours every day just to find and eat food. So it's a very complex, difficult thing to be in if you are in Vancouver downtown. But at the same time, people come here because they can find free food, which is not available in many other communities every day.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
The MLA Welfare Challenge was issued in 2011 by Raise the Rates, a coalition of community groups and organizations concerned with the level of poverty and homelessness in British Columbia. The purpose of the challenge is to highlight the depth of poverty which 500,000 people across BC have to endure. Jagrup Brar, the MLA for Surrey Fleetwood, accepted the challenge to live on $610 for the month of January. He spent the first half of the month in Surrey and is now spending the last half of the month in Vancouver. While Jagrup Brar's experiences are not the same as people living on welfare, he was in good mental and physical health when he started, and he knows it will end after a month. He has lived on $610 and discovered how little money that actually is. Mr. Brar is also meeting many other people living on welfare and in poverty and learning of their experiences. We're speaking with Jagrup Brar.
Jagrup, what needs to happen to improve income assistance programs in British Columbia?
Well, what I'm doing is I chose to be in this just to, you know, experience myself firsthand what life is like to be poor and listen to people's story. And also ask people what are the best workable solutions are. So I have heard a lot from people. I'm going to hear more. I think I'm going to take that experience back to my caucus and work with the caucus to develop a poverty reduction plan with clear targets and timelines. So that will probably include a number of things which I don't have the details at this point in time. So, but that's what I plan to do, that we need to start basically building the comprehensive poverty reduction plan.
Why does the province of British Columbia seem to tolerate such high levels of poverty, particularly in Vancouver?
And that's a question I ask myself, and I ask, by doing this to the people of BC. I think probably, one of the things which probably is not out there is the lack of information and about the reality out there. There are myths, not the reality out there. It is a situation that is serious. It is a situation that basically doesn't fit very well to our province image out in the global community. This is one of the beautiful, beautiful province, and the beautiful province and beautiful city in the global community is Vancouver, right? And we have over 1,000 people living homeless, and I think that's very disturbing. So we need to work on it, and I'm trying to play my role in that.
Jagrup, where are you right now?
I'm here at a community organization known as Carnegie in Vancouver. And I have a meeting here. I'm meeting people with work with people with disability just to get to know their challenges. So I'm here at Carnegie Community Center on Hastings and Main Street.
What have you heard from those individuals just over the last couple of hours? What are their challenges and their problems right now?
Well, when it comes to poverty, you know, poverty is very challenging to anyone, even if you're an able-bodied person. It basically breaks your spirit and breaks your body. But if you're disabled, it is even way more serious situation. People with disability have way more serious issues, like, for example, housing. Housing in Vancouver is a serious crisis. And for people, somebody who is disabled, for them, it's even bigger, more crisis, because they need a different kind of housing, which are accessible to wheelchair, for example, and many other things. And they also have a lot of physical challenges that require basically additional medication or different kind of food. So their challenges are way more severe in terms of housing and their physical needs. And even finding a job when you have a disability, it becomes, they told me, very complex, because our workplace at this point in time is not, I would say, very flexible to accept people with disability and design the work according to their needs.
What is the key message that you'd like to share with British Columbians coming out of this experience? You're nearly finished your month. What is the number one message you want to share?
I think the number one message from this one is that the issue of poverty is very profound, very important. We need to work together to find a way to deal with it. And in that situation, I'm going to take this experience after working with people and trying to bring some awareness with the people of BC. And I'm going to take this experience to the caucus and, work with the caucus to build a poverty reduction plan with clear targets and timelines. And I hope people will support something like that, because I think that is very important things to do.
Jagra Brar, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I think thanks for the opportunity. I just want to say that, I have, a few more days. I'm left with $1 and some change now. And, but I'll continue working with the people. And if somebody wants to tell me a story, I'm more than happy to do that. And my phone number will be 604-501-8227, 604-501-8227.
Jagra Brar, thank you very much for joining us. It was much appreciated.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Jagra Brar is the MLA for Surrey Fleetwood in the British Columbia Provincial Legislature. He's been blogging online about his experiences on the MLA Welfare Challenge. The website address is MLAonWelfare.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.